The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One way to think about the practice of mindfulness is that our body and mind are together at the same place at the same time. And so giving your mind an opportunity to land here in this moment with the body sitting here. Not a forcing kind of landing, but sometimes for myself it can feel like a parachute or something, kind of softly reconnecting with the earth. A remembering of the intention to connect, to be here, to be with experience. And this connection with experience, there's connecting with the sensations, the body sensations, the physicality of how the body is in this moment, contact points, energetic sense of energy or vibration, tingling, pulsing through the body. Heat and coolness. Yes, the physicality of the body. The experience of hearing. Exploring a receptive awareness. The senses, our sense bases, the skin, the ears, the eyes, the nose, the tongue, all of our senses are very natural receivers. If we're not in the way, kind of pulled out into some other world that our mind has created, very naturally, and our senses will be receiving this moment. The physicality of sitting in this space, in your space. Hearing the sensation, hearing the sounds that come. And also aware, too, that the mind is also receiving, both receiving and processing, recognizing, feeling, responding to what is happening. That, too, can be known, can be received as a part of this human experience in this moment. Receiving emotions, moods, states of mind, thoughts. So the world of our experience consists partly of these sensations, sight, sound, at times smell, taste, touch, and cognition, recognizing what's happening in the mind. And there is also the awareness of it as a part of our experience. There's what's happening and the awareness of it. When we are mindful, we can recognize that. You don't have to look too hard for the awareness. It's something that we can recognize. Oh, this is aware. There's awareness here. That sense of landing, of settling, of coming into our experience, our present moment. Awareness is part of that. Aware of what is happening here and now. It's not necessary to focus or pick an experience out of the field of what's happening. The attention may be drawn to one thing or another. We can be aware of what the attention is drawn to. It might linger with something for a while. We can be with that. Sound arising and recurring for a while, the attention may naturally be drawn to that. Or we might notice the attention shifting for a few moments, a sound, and then a body sensation, a pressure, a tingling. A thought, another body sensation. We may be aware of a shifting of the attention. And again, we might be more interested, the awareness might be more interested in the thing, the experience the attention shifts to, the sight, the sound itself. Or it might be more curious about the experience of shifting. Allowing, exploring the possibility of allowing whatever is here recognizing that whatever is here is already here fighting it or resisting it is resisting something that's already here. And adds a level of stress or suffering. We can be aware of what's here. And if there is resistance, we can know resistance as another thing, a phenomenon, a mental experience, kind of teasing apart or recognizing the difference between an experience such as a sound and the mental quality of resistance. We don't have to try to stop the resistance, but clearly recognizing it too is a thing, is a phenomenon. There's a sound and there's a not liking of the sound. That's what's happening. Perhaps too that resistance can be allowed. It too having already risen. But clearly knowing the difference between the resistance and the what we are resistant to. That recognition is a powerful way for wisdom and understanding to grow. Understanding about where stress, suffering comes from, arises. And we explore this through simple being with. Being with the experience as it is. And noticing, we could say, the different threads of experience. The thread of seeing, of hearing, of sensing, and of things going on in our minds. Yeah, keeping it simple, the practice itself. Being with yourself, aware of what's here. And of course, the mind will wander, get lost, forget about being with experience. Such a strong conditioned habit to be pulled into our ideas and views and thoughts and perspectives and lose touch with recognizing what's here. In the moment when we remember, in that moment, it can be really useful to recognize or notice whatever perspective or view or thought or state is happening as mindfulness returns, opening to what is presently here as mindfulness returns. And just continuing aware. This is what's here. Perhaps noticing if there is a resistance or a wanting, a leaning towards, noticing that too. As something happening, just another happening.